The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Hey, good morning, everyone. It is good to see you on our see you, to hear you, and to know you're out there on our morning hope show. We have a guest today that is a friend to our county and a friend to our state, and is by all measures a superstar. And we are looking forward to hearing from him. Honestly, just want to give him the mic. And but there, I got some particular things that we want to hear from him. But man, you're going to be blessed. It is the Righteous Right Reverend Dr. Kenny Digby. And we're going to be blessed. And you guys know already, those of you who heard that, what a blessing that he is. If you don't know Kenny, you won't want to miss the rest of this broadcast. And so we're glad to have him with us today. He is a blessing to us. In particular, a blessing to me because he is an extraordinary, faithful expositor of the Word of God and loves the manna that comes from heaven. And so, which, by the way, they learned in Deuteronomy 8 was the Word of God, not food. And so, good morning to everyone. Ronnie is here with us. He's the director of the Freedom Center, just taking Wesley's spot. This is his first week as a director, and he is really loves the radio, loves to speak, loves public appearances, all that type of stuff. Actually, it's totally not true, so we got to get him warmed up to this radio life. Ronnie, give us a little quick update on how the guys are doing and how we're doing at the Freedom Center.
Yeah, so thank you, Bobby. So the guys are doing good. We've got seven right now, but yesterday we went to the jail and I interviewed a couple of guys that are good prospects, and just made an application this morning, so we've got beds available. So if you need help, apply at www.corinthfreedomcenter.com and we will call you back and get you in as soon as we can.
Yeah, say that our website one more time.
www.corinthfreedomcenter.com.
And by the way, we have a very easy application center. When you go on that website, you'll see a button that says Get Help Now. As soon as you hit that, there's only a few things you have to fill out. Mainly, we need your number and know who you are. Ronnie will call you that same day, and we'll begin the process and find out what's going on with you. And don't be afraid. We are a self-pay program. But if you don't have any money, or if you're in trouble and you want to get help and have the Lord's help to stop your addiction, please call that number anyways, because we're really resourced throughout the state. Yeah. And if our place isn't for you, we'll find some place for you, which is a nice segue to our another guest that's with us, which is Truett Brown. Truett serves both Crosswind and Living Free and the Freedom Center in a tons of different ways. And one of the ministries that Truett has is to show up at court and to negotiate with the lawyers and the judge to get these guys into programs as a part of their own personal recoveries, and so he's developing networks and relationships with all the different rehab ministries around the state. And so Truett, welcome this morning. And as a matter of fact, was just in our office working on two different cases this morning, trying to get two women in different places. And so don't hesitate, if you're a woman or a man, to log on that website. We're a male-only rehab, but don't hesitate, no matter where you are. If you're struggling and you're done and you're sick and tired of being sick and tired and you're done with addiction and you just know that you can't get out without help, call us, because we will help you. Our hope is in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power that Christ has to transform lives and to free people The Lord Jesus' first message was that he had come to heal broken hearts and to set captives free. Mm-hmm. And so we really believe in Jesus' ministry. And if Jesus said that he came to heal your broken heart and set you free, then he surely will. And so we really believe that with all our heart. And so we're thankful. I really quickly want to get to the break so we can hear from Dr. Digby. And so who are our sponsors? Well, I want to thank, first of all, before we mention who our sponsors are, we can't do the radio show without our sponsors. We're grateful for all of you. And by the way, Tommy's not here because he's down with one of our guys. They're in Jackson, and it's a friend of ours in our community. And please extend your prayers for our special prayers for one of our guys that's suffering down there, and that the Lord will heal him and bring him back to us healthy. And pray for their whole families also. Truett, who's our sponsors?
Well, we have Wilco Realty, Maria and Olivia and Alex Sellers. We have the Corinth Mattress Center, Discount Mattress Center. That's Tommy's and Nick Bain, our lawyer, and Daniel Arthur Subway, and also Gatlin's Pharmacy, Bart Dorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan, you want to do these?
And then the rest of them is Outpost Outdoors. Holler at Wyatt over there. He's a good, fine gentleman for all your recreational camping needs. Crosswind Ministry here in Corinth. It's downtown Corinth. They've been helping folks for years. And also Living Free Ministries, that's where we're a part of as well, behind Magnolia Funeral Home. Perry Hudson down in Boonville, Mississippi, he can get you for all your window solutions.
And yeah, and let me say this, that those are our, we have a couple sponsors that are going to drop off this year. And so if you'd like to sponsor our radio show, $100 a month or whatever for your business, and we'll promote you every single week. And when Tommy's here, you know, promotion goes into steroids, and he has little taglines that he says about everybody and makes everybody want to help him. And so if you want to be one of our sponsors, just call us, just reach out to us, and we will be thankful for
we'll
that.
We'll have two spots after the first
of
the year.
Yeah, we'll have two spots after the first of the year.
Yeah.
So we're going to catch Dr. Digby on the flip, and we'll see you after a break.
It's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, They know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Welcome back. Most of the time you get just a bland hamburger with no spices. Today you have a steak primed, ribbed, the best one you've ever eaten. And his name is Kenny Digby. He's a treasure, honestly a treasure to our county. Kenny, when he was here, represented and served the Southern Baptist churches in our county. And then 8 years ago, moved to Jackson to serve all of the Southern Baptist churches in the state of Mississippi. And so he loves the church. He loves the Southern Baptist Church and has given his life in their service. And not only that, but he's an itinerant preacher, which means that he's always preaching somewhere. I mean, I would be surprised. How many times did you preach last year?
Oh, every week.
Every week.
Done over 1,600 revivals in my 54 years.
Yeah, so like he's an itinerant preacher. And when you listen to him preach, I had a meal with a guy who still remembers one of the – and I'm jealous. You know, I'm a preacher, and I'm a verse-by-verse through books Bible preacher. But one of the things I'm jealous about with Kenny is that Kenny has this way of – these are called rhetorical devices. He has a way of saying things that you will remember 15 years later, 25 years later. And this morning when they said Kenny was going to be on the radio, one of our guys that has already graduated put down the word bananas. And I promise you, I didn't hear this talk, but I guarantee you it was some illustration that guy, when he's 60 years old, will still remember. And what it is an extraordinary gift of Kenny's and really a blessing in teaching to be able to like give these little memory nuggets that you can hold on to. And so I'm thankful. And he's also known, the Baptists do a January Bible study. They'll pick a book or a section of a book, and the churches will teach that particular section, do an in-depth Bible study. And Kenny has done these over the years. And one of the things that he brings, which is a delightful thing, is that he'll memorize the entire passage. So this time it was the Sermon on the Mount. Sometimes it'll be Ephesians. It doesn't matter. He'll memorize the whole book. And then one of the things that he'll do to encourage the saints to memorize with him was he'll encourage them to memorize, and then he'll tell the verse before it and the verse after it. But it's just a way. But here's what I mean by that. All this is that he loves the Word of God. He loves teaching the Word of God. He loves it when the saints get it. He has dedicated his life for the saints to get it, to hear what God has to say in his Word. And because he knows the power of that and the transformative power of that. And so, Kenny, you're a blessing to us, and we're thankful for you in so many different ways. But I wanted to talk to you about the job that you have now, where you represent all of the Baptists in the state of Mississippi, all the Southern Baptists in the state of Mississippi, in a particular way. Could you explain to us how you represent them and like tell us what's up with all that?
I tell everybody that I have a day job and a night job, and my night job is still what it's always been. My middle name's available, and if my calendar's empty, I'm available. I finished up last night at Shiloh Baptist Church, Hook, Mississippi. I'll be at East Amory Baptist Church Sunday morning, kicking off a meeting next week. So that's my night job. I'm known as the cornbread preacher. I would love, Bobby, to be wheat bread, like a lot of classy preachers I know. I ain't wheat bread. I'm cornbread. And somebody said, why you call the cornbread preacher? They'll even put it on the church sign. Come here, the cornbread preacher. because I shuck it, shell it, and share it. That's why I'm, there you know. You so that's my night job, and I love doing that. But my day job, in a nutshell, I'm not a lobbyist, but I'm the liaison between 2,100 Mississippi Baptist churches. Now, there are other Baptists, great Baptists. Absolutely. There are other Christians, churches. But in our fellowship, there are 2,100 churches across the state and 82 counties. I'm the liaison between those 2,100 churches and the governor, the lieutenant governor, and the legislature. We do not get involved in campaigns, candidates, or political parties. What we're concerned about is public policy. And I wish everybody could understand public policy can be preached from any pulpit. The exaggerated view of separation of church and state just absolutely eats me up.
Okay, we'll unpack it. So you said you started where you said, I'm not a lobbyist. So you led with, I'm not a lobbyist.
I'm not a lobbyist.
But
I don't have to follow all the laws.
Oh, okay. So
and
there's
I don't
laws
have to
that,
register.
Okay.
So that's good.
Yeah,
that
you're
I'm not
a first.
A
so the First Amendment protects the church from all of those
that's
rules
right.
and regs.
I'm not a lobbyist.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but you do represent and you do speak to the legislator, the governor, and all these things about the things that the church cares about. Isn't
well,
that right?
Yeah. Let me explain this. There are moral issues and there are immoral issues. There are also amoral issues. Mm-hmm. We're not concerned with amoral issues. We don't care how thick the hot mix is on a state highway. Okay? Right. We're not concerned with amoral. And a lot of what comes through the legislature is amoral.
Yeah.
But when we believe the Bible has something to say, whether it's medical marijuana, whether it's the local option law on alcohol, whether it's gambling, whether it's the lottery, whether it's the expansion of Medicaid, anything that we feel the Bible has something to say, then we're there to remind the governor, lieutenant governor, the legislature, senator, your representative. We're there in a nice, kind way to remind them of what the Bible has to say. And we try to do it in such a manner across the street at the Capitol that when they see us coming, they don't hide in a broom closet. We try to be their friend. I got to put this in right quick. Every Tuesday morning that your legislature is in Jackson, we do a Bible study prayer meeting on the second floor of your Capitol building, and senators and representatives, the governor has attended, Andy Gibson, Michael Watson. I'm just telling you, you need to know that sure. Godly men and women who serve you meet in a big conference room on the second floor Tuesday morning at 8:30 for Bible study and prayer. We kick off the session of the legislature in January with a prayer walk around the building on that opening Tuesday morning. So you've got godly men and women who represent you in Jackson.
Yes, and so I know you want to speak to this because you just said it is a burr in your saddle for the separation of church and staters. But listen, tell me how God, from God's word, tell me how God had his church relate to the state, if you will. Okay. What is our role? What is our role from God? How did God want it done? How did he show his people to do it?
Okay, thank you. Real quick, I'm trying to be concise. Thomas Jefferson, third president, wrote a letter to a Baptist association. So sorry, it was Baptist, okay? Yeah. He wrote a letter to a Baptist association in Virginia promising those churches that the government would never interfere with what was done in those local churches. And he coined the phrase in that letter, separation of church and state. Folks have taken that expression and just blown it all out of proportion. And let me tell you something. You cannot endorse a candidate. You can't, a church, a nonprofit can't give money to them. I understand all of that. But there is nothing against a preacher or a Sunday school teacher or anybody else getting up in a church, opening the Word of God and saying, abortion is the murder of a baby, according to Psalm 139. Gambling is wrong because the golden rule says, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Only way you win in gambling is for the... I'm just saying, public policy poses no problem to the tax-deductible status sure. of a church or a nonprofit. Sure.
I was thinking more along the lines of, and I asked you a question that I had my own answer to, but I'm going to feed it to you a bit, and I want you to run with it. But God had his people speak to the kings all throughout the
Absolutely.
Age. Isaiah, for one example, spanned across several kings. And he spoke to them, and he spoke into them. If you read the minor prophets, I'm sure you've taught it through every single one of them. They speak to the nations, and they are the voice of God to the nations. When they speak to the nations, they don't talk about the depth of the concrete or the tar either. They talk about the moral issues, the way that they're failing God and his plan for them. And so we do have not only an obligation, and a responsibility to do that, but how is it that we are salt and light?
Exactly.
If like we're not salt and light to each other, yeah. we're salt and light to yeah. the world.
Yeah, we focus on the gospel, okay? We're going to focus on the gospel. I'm talking about as a ministry, okay?
Yeah.
But you just said it. We are to be salt and light. Jesus said, occupy till I come. And this idea that church members are not supposed to get their hands dirty in politics, then they need to go read the story of the Good Samaritan, because last time I checked, he got his hands dirty. Let me tell you this quick story. I'm sitting in a pretty large church in Laurel, and the pastor, who's my friend, got in the pulpit and said, it doesn't matter who's elected president, Jesus is coming back. Now, folks, he's my friend and I love him, but that's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. And so I started doing this everywhere I go. I use that story and I say, okay, Jesus is coming back. Quit taking your high blood pressure medicine. Jesus is coming back. Quit going to the doctor. Jesus is coming back. Quit going to the dentist. One guy raised his hand in a church where I was, and I like dialogue. He said, so Jesus is coming back, I can quit brushing my teeth. Now, this idea that because Jesus is going to come back and solve everything, that we should do nothing between now and then, and we've got a lot of Baptist pastors out there need to get their act together on this issue.
I told you I'd hang him some red meat and he'd bite it hard. I am thankful for Kenny.
Can I throw this in here while I'm thinking about it? I get tired of everybody saying, we're just choosing the lesser of two evils. Let me tell you something. If you were on the ballot, we'd be choosing the lesser of two evils. And the last time I checked, Jesus ain't on the ballot.
Amen. But boy, that's the truth. Yeah, there's always a choice between the lesser of two evils, argument that doesn't have an end to it. And so we're going to take a break right now. On the flip side, I told you, listen, I know you're in a mechanic shop. You run and get your buddy to make sure he hears this next segment. And we're going to continue to talk about blessing who is Kenny Digby, and let him continue to bless us, contribute to our lives, edify us, and build us up. We're so glad you're here, Kenny. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Hi, this is Bobby Capps from Crosswind. Crosswind's a ministry that started here in town after Katrina just to help people. We just help people in a lot of different ways. We do group counseling. We do counseling at the rehabs. We do counseling in the prison. We take care of homeless people that come to our community and provide them with connections to people who can house them or get them a bottle of water or some food, whatever they need. And we just try to be here to say that if you're on down and out, we can help, or we can point you to someone who can.
This is Angel Quinn from Crosswind. Crosswind also hosts other opportunities in our community, including after-school tutoring and a local subsidized apartment complex. We partner with Oasis Medical Center and One by One Ministries to mentor and educate new and expectant moms. And we offer a community clothes closet. We're all about equipping volunteers to serve in our community. And we also have The Gathering, which is a weekly worship service on Sunday nights at 5 p.m. If you are in need of help, please contact Crosswind at 662-287-5600 or stop by our office located at 703 Tate Street in Corinth.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Welcome back, everybody. We are glad to have a special treat in the house. As we told you, sometimes you get the cake, sometimes you get the icing on the cake, and today we're eating icing only. And with our friend, Dr. Kenny Digby, who represents how many baptisms?
2,100
Baptist churches across the 82 counties of Mississippi. In a particular way, he is the person who helps them, our legislator, our governor, our lieutenant governor, to know what God has to say about a particular subject. I have a question I want to ask you about one particular subject. Here's why. Here's the setup. The setup is sometimes when I see states start doing things, I will then ask myself, what is Mississippi gonna do? You know, in other words, my guess is that if states start doing stuff, especially southern states or either conservative states or liberal states, we might react to them or something like that. Then what happens is that I'm betting that somebody in the Mississippi legislature is at least thinking about it. And my guess is that you also, at your desk, begin doing the homework on it so that you can make your case. There was an interesting case last year that happened in Alabama about IVF.
Exactly.
And as soon as that happened, I was interested. I've done a lot of homework on the ethics of IVF because my children... fires blanks, and so if they were going to have children, they were going to have IVF baby. They could find a couple good ones, but they had to make them in a test tube. And so I have two grandchildren that are IVF babies, and I was curious, and I do want to find out the ethics of these things. I remember when we were studying abortion and the tubal pregnancy came up, and that was a big deal, and people were concerned about that, and the kind of the life of the mother, that was, if there was ever a time where that was a big deal, it was during that. And so my question is to take maybe the IVF thing and to say, how do we make a biblical case? Then how do I tell that to the people? And then maybe answer the question that I was asking is, when we see these things pop up, is Mississippi always responding to that? And are you always responding also?
Yeah, definitely. What happened in Egypt ultimately affected the Israelites in Goshen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
So we are affected by other states. IVF, in vitro fertilization, was a big issue this past session. It'll be one of the biggest issues come January. Now, let me explain to you. One joy in what I get to do now with social, moral, ethical, legal issues, we can network with a lot of different people. So when IVF came up in the legislature, and we were concerned that they were going to amend it and put some stuff in there that we didn't want in there as Baptists, as Christians, we have a network now between the CAC, Christian Action Commission, which I represent, AFA, Walker Wildman, and the Pentecostals. Phil Bryant's the one that really pulled the Pentecostals in. We would love to turn our trio into a quartet with the Presbyterians or anybody else. But us three groups, we would do letters with our three logos and our three signatures, and we kept the IVF bill clean. Let me tell you in a nutshell. It came out of Indianapolis that Southern Baptists are against IVF. Don't believe everything you hear. We want that mom and daddy to be able to have their child. Here's the problem now, and this is where, if you know me, apparently Bobby knows me. If you know me, I'm all or nothing. But the ministry I now do can't be all or nothing. You take what you can get. Now listen to me. According to Psalm 139, we believe life begins at conception. Here's the rub. For financial reasons, a couple will go ahead and fertilize 38 eggs. Well, according to our view, there's 38 human beings right there. If they successfully have that first and maybe second child, what do you do with the other 27 fertilized eggs? That's our concern. So what we will be trying to do in January is get legislation that doesn't prohibit IVF, but limits how many fertilized eggs and what is done with those fertilized eggs. Can they be adopted yeah. by other couple? So yeah. if a couple will take responsibility for the fertilized eggs through an adoption or foster care, we're not against IVF. We are against fertilized eggs being used for scientific experimentation, and we for sure...
Well, no, so that was a different angle. So at first you were saying that they would have a whole bunch of eggs just for economic reasons and then get rid of them, but you're saying that actually they're not getting rid of them, they're being used in some other way.
They're used in immoral ways.
Okay.
Or they are, in some states, fertilized eggs are actually being sold on the market. So we're not against IVF. We want that couple to have their child, but they need to take responsibility for every fertilized egg.
And I'll tell you this, not only in my son and his wife's experience, but also in another pastor friend that I have here in the neighborhood, for many people, they are very concerned about it. And they really are saying, you know, okay, and there's this, you know, some of the science is, well, if you don't, you know, they'll tell you when you go in, if you don't do this, because, you know, not all of them take, and, you know, and so they encourage you, the doctor encourages you to kind of get more because
some, 38.
Because some of them are going to die and this and that and the next thing. And in our case, by the way, there has been some that have died. And we just trust the Lord with that. And so, but we ended up with, you know, this particular group of eggs that did make it the how many ever days, I think it's 5 or 7 before they freeze it. And so it was it's a baby and waiting for something to be done with. And so, and a lot of parents are thinking like, well, how do opening the gates for adoption, opening the gates for these things, taking some of the barriers off that, so the parent actually has a free path in order to not feel obligated to just sit there and, you know, like, let's take a mom that had 2 really rough pregnancies, and she still got 2 more babies in the test tube, right? And so she's like, man, I can't go through it again. Her doctor says, man, you know, this is a tough deal.
Let somebody else go.
Yeah, exactly. It. And so, like, how, and is that readily available? And like you're saying, is that if you can take some of the money, the financial problems that come along with that away, there's a lot of couples that are not fertile. And as a matter of fact, infertility is a big deal. So there's an interesting deal. It's a big deal, infertility is.
And got to stick. The irony of ironies. Listen to me, folks. One of the worst results of women having abortions early is infertility later. And that is really an ironic situation. Let me throw this in here too, Bobby. I teach ethics for Blue Mountain College every 2 to 3 years. It's in their cycle every 2 to 3 years. Let me go ahead and tell you, I'll plead guilty, I'll plead ignorant. Medical ethics is the most difficult.
It is hard.
Ethics.
It is hard.
There is. Whether it's the start of life or the end of
no
life.
No doubt. Very difficult.
Medical ethics is so hard.
And since it's difficult, it's also very difficult to legislate because you're throwing a boundary around something that you're not even really sure about, you know, ethically.
And you just made a statement I got to throw in here too. People say, well, you can't legislate morality. That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Don't commit murder. You are legis. Don't allow child abuse, physical, sexual. You are legislating morality.
Well, and I have argued, and you can, in that every legislation is a legislation of morality. Even the depth of the asphalt is really because I love my neighbor and I don't want the road to be torn up and my neighbor to have to pay for it every 6 weeks.
So we have to choose our battlefields.
That's right. And so if everything's a legislation of morality, we have to say, look, what are we going to pay attention to? Yeah. What are the things that are priorities for the believer? What are the things that God speaks directly to? And how can we represent? And how can we be that salt and light? And you're this representative. So you're the, like, literally the salt shaker and the light beamer for the Baptists in Mississippi.
And we get a lot of help. Now, let me tell you right now. My trustees, 15 men and women across the state, they meet 3 times a year. We will meet in December. Andy Gibson, our state commissioner of agriculture and commerce, he was a longtime member of the House of Representatives. He was chairman of Judiciary B that handles all these sticky issues. Andy Gibson will meet with my trustees in December. And Andy, with his professional expertise, will preview us on all the hot issues that are coming, like boys and girls dressing rooms. He will preview for our 15-member board. And that's how...
Yeah, biological males playing female sports.
And that's where does our 15-member board choose a side on every issue?
No.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
But at that meeting in December, my 15-member board will choose sides on a few
certain issues. Yeah.
And we will throw our weight of 2,100 churches and over 600,000 Mississippi Baptists. We will remind guys in Jackson, some of them actually vote, and we have a long memory.
Good. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get personal, and we're going to talk about something that's really near and dear to Kenny's heart and to mine. And so please stick with us. I told you it was going to be great, and it has been, and we're so thankful for you, Kenny, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Corinth, Mississippi.
Hey y'all, I'm Maria and I'm the broker and owner of Wilco Real Estate Group. We just wanted to say happy Thanksgiving and thank you for allowing us to serve you and our community that we love.
Here's some scripture for you for Thanksgiving. It says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. We want to say thank you.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
What a treat we have had today. I am so thankful, Kenny, for you, for the voice that you are in our community, how you've represented Baptists these now 25 years, and how you can also represent your Lord Jesus in the pulpits week after week. I want to end with you being a pastor, if you don't mind, for a few minutes. Last week, we lost a teenage girl, and our entire community was grieving. And there was a pastor who had to do that funeral, and he was doing the funeral in his church, and his name's Waring Porter at First Pres. But I tell you that there was an entire auditorium filled with people who were grieving. Our town literally was just grieving. And a decade ago, this entire town was grieving over your son. And we're hurting as a city. And you've reached out to the moms and the family members that have been involved here already. But you're 10 years removed from a time when our entire town was grieving for you and with you over the loss of your son. And I just thought maybe that you could take a minute and just help us. I mean, we need Jesus. We need hope. We need help. You have walked in those shoes. You know exactly where hope comes from. You know how he helped you. And the Bible says for us to comfort one another with the comfort that we got when we needed it. And I need the comfort that you got when you needed it.
Well, I will tell you, for Becky and me and our family, the sad tragic event of last week was deja vu for us. Austin was 17 years of age. Very unique circumstances of being fatally injured in a church parking lot. I just tell you, Bobby, you cannot play the what if game.
Good.
You can't do that. You can't look back at it and say what if. You just simply have to get a double handhold on Romans 8:28. And I know a lot of people say, don't go throwing verses around. Well, let me tell you something. If it hadn't been for my Bible, I wouldn't have made it through that. Becky wouldn't have made it through that. And we have to get a double handhold that God, who is sovereign, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, eternal, immutable, God works all things together for good to them that love him, to them who are the called, according. And you just have to get a double handhold. Our family passage written around our den, on our tombstone, on my pocket knife, Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust, here's the three-step plan. When you don't know what's going on,
mm-hmm.
And we rolled into Oakland's parking lot, we thought we were coming to a fender bender. Mm. That's what we thought. When you don't know, and we saw the ambulance pull out, the chief of police came and grabbed me and said, it's bad. When you don't know what's going on, what do? Proverbs 3:5-6. You trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Mm.
Number two, when you know what's going on and you don't like it, you acknowledge him in all your ways.
Mm.
And then when you need to know, what do we do next? You follow him in all your paths. Now, I thought I understood that when Austin got shot in the eye at a neighbor's house and could have died. But I really came to understand the three-step plan when Becky and I and our family walked through Austin. Listen to me. I'm sorry, folks. It ain't a matter of if bad things are going to come to you. I'm not Joel Holstein, okay? Right. It's not a matter of if. We live in a sin-cursed world. It's a matter of when. Bad things happen to good people. Sadly, good things happen to bad people. And we just have to claim God's promise that he's at work, and ultimately he gets the glory out of it. I'll say this too. Time helps when eternity is settled.
Yeah, that's it. Time helps when eternal is set. My go-to has always been this. Lord, we have no power against this that's coming against us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. And this, you know, that passage in Chronicles. And the thing is that, so there you go. And we say this a lot of times. We say trust in the Lord, you know. Hey, how you doing? Well, I just keep trusting my Lord. And but I promise you, man, like when that happened to you, I was like, let me say it the way I said it to another friend who lost a child last night. There's holy ground that some people stand on that I've never stood on. There's things that they've seen in their suffering, and there's depth to their story that has to teach me about life, because I haven't ever stood on that holy ground. And I promise you that there's some parents that stood on some holy ground last week. And I promise you that they have a Lord who is faithful and who doesn't take his eye off the ball. And Kenny, thank you for that. We need to be shepherded because we're suffering as a community. Thank you. Truett, we have Kenny, to our delight, is going to be at Living Free tonight. Take it from here.
So, yeah, Kenny will be with us tonight at Living Free. We'll have supper afterwards. It'll start at 6 o'clock. We look forward to that and getting to hear the word Kenny's going to bring to us. And then also next Thursday night at Living Free, we have the Night of Hope. This is our big celebration that night, and Ellistown will be feeding us that night. So we'll be giving away and recognizing some money to other ministries and recognizing those ministries that night. And Ronnie's going to tell us what's going on at the Freedom Center.
Well, or remember at the Night of Hope, that's our big fundraiser night for Living Free Ministries and for the Freedom Center, and we're buying land and we're doing all kinds of stuff. And so we need $200,000. So whoever brings it, you're going to get a Snickers bar and we're going to treat you good. And, but we're going to raise money for our ministries that night. And so that God can really help us continue to spread the word and spread the wealth and so that's going to be happening. Don't miss tonight. You're going to get a treat. If you've had a treat today, and I have, you're going to get one tonight. Ronnie, we always close with a prayer, and our prayer is out of Jude to the stumblers, because those of us who sit in this room are stumblers, and we need help from the guy and hope from the guy who is the one who keeps us from stumbling. And so we're going to be saying that prayer in just a minute. But I do want to say this to you, Kenny, from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you. We love you. Yes. You've been such a gift to our community. You've been a treat to us in so many different ways. Tommy said it was Kenny, because of his way of doing stuff, that came up with the KFC bucket. And so now it's like our thing, you know what I mean? It's like that's one of the things. If you think about Living Free, you're always going to think about the KFC bucket. And Kenny comes up with that kind of stuff. And so we're thankful. We're thankful that God has shaped you the way he has and has put you where he's put you. Yes, sir.
Let me say real quick. Let me say thank you to Tommy Wilson, Living Free, the Freedom Center. Let me say this. These ministries do what our churches would like to do but don't know how. So what an asset Living Free and the Freedom Center is to not only Alcorn County, but this entire area. One of the things I'm proudest of my tenure here in Alcorn County, Living Free started in the Alcorn Baptist building.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Well, and we're proud that you mentored our leader and that you helped him get off the ground as a person, the character that God needed to develop in him. Let's pray, Ronnie.
Jude 1:24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen.
God be with you till we meet again.